You know your station has hit the big time when its call letters are used for a fictional radio station on a TV show. I won't give too much away at this point, other than to say hello to our listeners in Mitchell, South Dakota, as their station celebrates 75 years on the air. The story of that station and its TV tie is next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
On July 4, 1947, a new radio station signed on the air for the first time in Mitchell, South Dakota. It was KMHK, owned by Ray Eppel. Within a couple of years, he got the chance to purchase the iconic call letters KORN, which is what it has been ever since.
He eventually started a TV station. So there was a KORN TV station here in Mitchell.
News director J.P. Skelly says the call letters were also picked up by a well-known TV series.
If you watch the television variety show Hee Haw, they use the letters KORN.
There was an earlier station here. KGDA began in 1930 and lasted until 1933. One of the notable on-air personalities was a guy named Johnny that you've probably heard at some point.
I'll drop a hint on him and maybe listeners can figure this out. Does the phrase, "come on down," mean anything to you? That was Johnny Olson, later became nationally known as a radio personality and as a game show announcer.
Time doesn't permit to include the many personalities, stars, politicians, and notable names who have been on the airwaves on KORN. But JP says after 75 years, a lot has changed, but a lot remains the same. And that's what keeps the station on the air.
While technology has changed and the business has changed, the one thing that has remained steady with KORN over the years is our commitment to local radio and a commitment to our communities.
And we say thanks to the folks at KORN for allowing the American Countryside to be on the air on such a historic station in the city that's home to the world's only corn palace. Traveling the countryside in Mitchell, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.